students, do you remember what St. Therese would do when there was a prayer that she wanted to offer to God, but she wasn't sure that it was a prayer that God wanted to answer? Do you know what she would do with those prayers? She would give them to our Blessed Mother Mary. And she would say, Mary, God answers everything I ask of Him. And I'm not sure He wants to answer this prayer, so I give it to you. Please only present it to Him if it's in accord with His will. Or our Blessed Mother Mary, at the wedding feast of Cana, how does she present her concern to her son? What does she say to our Lord Jesus? Joseph, do you know? Say it louder. They're out of wine. She says, son, they have no more wine. She doesn't come to him and say, oh my gosh, son, they're out of wine. They're going to be embarrassed. You've got to do something. You have to work a miracle. She just says, son, they have no more wine. Do whatever you think is best. It's the way that the leper today presents his prayer to Jesus. He said, Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean. Now, we forget what leprosy is really like. You remember the life of St. Damien of Molokai. Damien went to the land of the lepers. And he says when he first got there, he would go into the home of someone with leprosy. And he said the disease that was eating away at their body, it made them smell so terrible that oftentimes after he would visit them, he would have to go outside and he would get sick. He would throw up because the odor was so foul. And he says sometimes when the disease was advanced and there were lepers who were in his choir in church, sometimes as they were playing their instruments, their fingers would fall off. He said one time a woman was blowing on her horn and part of her lip fell off. It's a disease that makes someone so repulsive looking. And what it says of the leper in the gospel today, it doesn't say a leper came to him. It says a man full of leprosy. Someone who had the disease so bad. And what does this man say to Jesus? He doesn't say, Lord, you're curing everybody else. I want to be cured too. I deserve this. He just says, Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean. He's so detached from his prayer, he's also saying, Lord, if you do not wish, then don't cure me. I trust that you know what is best for my life. Even if I don't understand why you would allow this disease, I will trust you. Maybe through this suffering, souls will be saved. Students, sometimes we are so attached to our prayers. We want something so badly that if God does not answer that prayer, or even if He just doesn't answer it in the way we want or in the time that we want, we get angry with Him or we're resentful or we think, gosh, maybe God doesn't love me or otherwise He would do this for me. Our Lord wants us to be detached from our prayers. I can't tell you how many times as a priest, people have come to me and they said, Father, I'm so thankful that God did not answer that prayer I prayed one time. He knew what was best for me. Or He granted something better than I could ever have imagined. I'm so glad He didn't do what I asked for. Or I remember one time St. Gertrude. She was praying over and over for a friend who had got a terrible illness. And Jesus appeared to her and He said, Gertrude, you're driving me crazy. Right? I gave that illness to your friend as a blessing. She's obtaining great merits from heaven and a higher place in heaven for all eternity because she is suffering that illness with such love and joy. Students, let's ask for the grace that like this leper, we might be detached from our prayers and trust that the Lord always knows what is best.